if you're looking at the tape, what's your assessment of what you saw yesterday?
We did a lot of things that you normally would look at and say that you win the game, but we didn't win the game. So kind of went against the rules of football. You win the turnover battle, you outrush them. Third down percentage, we were about even. But at the end of the day, they had two more points than we did. We committed too many penalties, some in crucial situations. Some could be argued, but it doesn't matter. If they're called, they are. So at the end of the game, you know, we have some opportunities to make the game be over, and we don't do it. So
yesterday was the fourth time that the defense has let a lead slip away in the fourth quarter. A couple of those, obviously, in the last series. Are you seeing anything consistent within those four games? I don't know if you went back and looked at the other ones or even knew that, but are you seeing anything consistent within the defense that's allowing that to happen consistently?
Nah, I mean, there's four times, so what would consistently be more than two of the times, you know, three of the times? I don't really see that. I mean, it's not one guy. It's not one mistake. It's not one set of calls, whether it's blitz or three-man rush or four-man rush or man or zone. So, no. But it is something that we work on it a lot, so I'm not sure if it's lack of attention to it, but we just need to get better.
Well, how do you get better? I mean, you say you practice it, and mm-hmm. you do, obviously. You know, we see the two-minute drills out there in practice, mm-hmm. Certainly in training camp. What needs to improve? Other than just we got to make more plays. You know, we got to make a play. Somebody's got to want it more than the other guy. What can you physically do?
You know, you've never heard me say that, probably. I don't think I've been here. No.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's the case. I think you have to do your job. And you got to get 11 guys doing their job consistently. Now, if you can get that, then you start saying, well, is maybe one of their 11 better than our 11? And then we have to provide help to him. So then we got to change the call. You know, that I think when you focus on making plays is exactly when you don't make plays. Focus on doing your job and plays come to you. The game comes to you. And that's how we – that's what we believe around here. So we got to do a better job of that, you know, and certainly personnel is always part of the issue, and then coaching is part of the issue. You know, we got to make the best call possible, and then they got to play it the best they can and then see where it matches up against our opponent. If we make our best call and we play our best and they make their best call and they play their best, if we win or if they win, you know, that's – you live with that. So, but we'll keep at it, you know. You keep going. Get better. You will. We will. We've gotten better. You know, one of the bad things about it, when you look at the tape, there's a lot of things that we haven't been able to do that we're doing better defensively. It's just at the end there, that wasn't one of them.
Greg, part of the problem was it took the offense a half to get going mm-hmm. yesterday when the defense was swarming all over them at that time. Looking at the films, Josh's accuracy in the first half were guys not open. Was he out of rhythm? What's your assessment a day later?
Well, we got off schedule. You know, when you talk about being on schedule, first play of the game, we drop a ball at 2nd and 14. Drop a fumble on a lead draw play. So, I mean, it started right there. And, you know, when you run your offense efficiently, you're on schedule, you're in manageable situations. It gives you run pass chances, choices, checks if you want to do it at the line of scrimmage. You know, you get behind, then it kind of changes the. You know, you get behind in the series, it changes your play calling mentality a little bit, and too many self-inflicted wounds, you know, things that we know better, holding penalties, things like that. So, second half we come out and, you know, even there we drive and self-inflict. There we make a mistake, but we get the ball in the muffed punt, you know, so.
But Friedman seems to be taking the brunt of the criticism, Greg, on the day after, as mm-hmm. from a fan perspective. Is that fair?
As I've always said, the quarterback and the head coach get more credit than they deserve when they win, and they get more blame than they deserve when they lose. So usually somewhere in between is where it should be. But that's the position Josh plays, and that's the position I hold. And you got to have broad shoulders to do it, and you got to enjoy that. That's got to be one of the things that you like, that focus, that pressure. So we'll get better. Josh will get back to playing the way that he's capable of playing, and we'll get back to winning. You do all those things, and you prepare the way you're supposed to, you get back to winning.
How did Mark Barron play, particularly in coverage yesterday?
With the exclusion of one play, pretty good. Pretty well, yeah. He just did one play. We had an error. One play there in one of those final two drives, and I could see why it was a little bit confusing. You know, I put that equally on me. We got to get that coached better, and we got to execute it better.
On the run by Foles for the touchdown, I think Levante's blitzing. He kind of sees the screen setting up, and rightfully peels back. Is Mason supposed to have contain on that? And he just—is that what you mean by trying to do too much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not the way you said it. It's vice versa.
It's the opposite.
Yeah. And, you know, they know it. They care. It's not. Look, if they didn't care, if they were trying to be selfish and they just wanted to make a play, that's not why they're doing it. They're not doing it so they can be the guy who makes the play. They're doing it because they want to win so badly that maybe we just got to, you know, do your job and let the game come to us. We kind of chased the game as an organization yesterday, and then I thought calmed it all down and you know, 21-10, okay. Kind of calmed it all down and let it come back to us, because with all their, you know, all the things there. You know, we had some guys out, certainly, but they had some guys out too. And I think when it just all comes out in the wash, if we settled down, we'd be okay. And I thought we were, and then two drives. And
with the defenses, we talked, mentioned those four times that you know, your defense was in a position to close out a game. And you're a defensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people think that there's a tendency for defensive coaches to be very comfortable with the other team with the ball at their own 20-yard line and no timeouts. But would you do anything different, you think, after rewatching the film on 3rd and 8, or you know, one play to make a first down there? Is it a lack of confidence in quarterback, anything like that?
No, it's none of that. You know, it's not each situation. If it were the same situation in another day, another game, I might have chose to do it differently. But in that game, rookie quarterback on the other side, where we were on the field, our punter. Right, all things that I believe to be true and are true, but again, that's why I say we kind of went against the rules of the laws of football didn't hold up there. You know, I'm betting that the things that I'm counting on are going to happen, and they didn't. But to say would I change it? Well, if I knew the result beforehand, I probably would today. But going where I was, if you put me back in that spot again, I don't think, because that's kind of, you know, what I thought the right thing to do was, and not risk. It's not any lack of confidence in anybody, but a tip ball and they're on the 35-40 yard line, you know, and I just didn't think, I'd rather put the onus on them to have to go with no timeouts. But it didn't all play out the way I thought. You know, there's a 30-yard punt. Now all of a sudden we're in a lot better field position than I envisioned. But you know what? That's my job. Once the vision changes, I have to be able to adjust and get my coaches too, and get our players too. And I didn't do a good enough job. And they scored.
What did you guys do yesterday that you liked?
We ran the ball well. We stopped the run, you know, elitely, if that's such a word. You know, and their idea was to come into the game and try to have balance. And then that didn't work, so then they went to just throwing it every down. I mean, literally, in the second half, I think before we went into those final two drives, we're talking on the headset saying, okay, what do you think they're going to do? And so, well, they've only thrown it twice, period, the whole half, or only ran it twice, period, the whole half. So even if they don't change a thing, they're probably going to throw it, right? And we knew they were going to throw it. But, you know, that's what we did. We had 6 sacks, you know, so everybody wants to talk about you're not getting it. Well, that was getting to the quarterback. That's what I mean. Like, when you look at what we were able to do, my hat's off to Nick Foles. I mean, he played a heck of a game. I thought going into the game, I said, this kid's really getting better fast. He's got two really good quarterback guys working with him in their coaching staff. Yeah. You know, he did what I was a little concerned he might do, but I still thought, you know, that we'd be able to cover their guys and hold up, and we did. you know, for a lot of the game. We made some busts. We had one bust in the first half on a cluster, and that was costly as well. And then the one that Rick talked about with the screen, you know, it was an odd looking play, I can imagine, you know.
A couple of the offensive guys, Greg, said after the game that, hey, we regrouped at halftime and we decided we got to be more aggressive. Greg, when you hear something like that at this stage of the season, is there any excuse for not being aggressive from snap one?
I would tell you, you know, I don't mean this in any way disrespectful, but I would tell you they were just trying to give you an answer without going into too many specifics, probably. You know, aggressive is a nice, easy word to throw. Got to make plays is another one that guys will throw out there. Even I will, you know, I don't throw that one out there, but I'll throw stuff out where you don't really want to go into detail on, you know, hey, look, we, you know, so-and-so missed the down block, or we're off to the races, or, you know, get into specifics because guys don't want to, you know, dime each other out and that, you know, there was a mistake made. I don't know if fudged it's the word. I think aggression could be said. You know, if one guy didn't hit his block the right way, well, then if we're more aggressive, that would cover that and a whole lot more. So I think that's probably what was meant, to tell you the truth. Thanks, guys.